1260 AM Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Liz Landers. New information about the deadly crash Wednesday on the Rainbow Bridge between New York State and Canada.
Authorities say the driver, a man from Western New York, had just left the area of a nearby casino. Security video shows what is reportedly a $300,000 Bentley driving up to 100 miles an hour. Officials say it crashed at a secondary U.S. checkpoint. The FBI says they found no explosive materials.
ABC's Andrea Fujii. The White House this morning says it is hopeful the release of hostages held in Gaza will begin tomorrow. A spokesperson for the National Security Council says the parties are working out final logistical details. The FBI says that there is no current specific threats to the 2023 Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York City. The Israel-Hamas war has, quote, created a heightened threat environment, the NYPD on alert, maintaining a large police presence. This is ABC News.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. The Devil's.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Four people in Wisconsin have gotten sick from salmonella poisoning from eating cantaloupes. The State Department of Health Services says two of them had to go to the hospital. Some whole fresh cantaloupes sold in mid-October are being recalled, so are pineapple spears with October expiration date sold at Aldi stores. Holiday cheer is tempered with sadness in Waukesha. Six people were killed and 60 others were injured in an attack on the city's Christmas parade 2 years ago this week. A memorial was dedicated on Tuesday and flags across Wisconsin were lowered yesterday.
Horrible, horrible things happen in this world. But that healing is possible.
Jan Kwiatkowski is a member of the Dancing Grannies troupe. She lost four friends in the attack. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. According to a Northern News Now report, new information has emerged regarding the alleged sexual abuse at Vineyard Church in Duluth. An organization called Grace, which investigates sex crimes in churches for the churches, alleges the parents of pastoral assistant Jackson Gatlin, including now former senior pastor Michael Gatlin, knew about the abuse allegations involving him but did nothing. Jackson was arrested earlier this year, accused of having sex with underage members of a church group. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has officially vetoed a $2 billion tax cut proposed by Republicans in the state legislature. The veto was expected, as before the tax cut proposal passed in the Assembly, Governor Evers called the plan unserious and reiterated his intention to use the state's nearly $7 billion surplus to address issues like child care and workforce challenges. Governor Evers also vetoed a $3 billion tax cut earlier this year, but signed a smaller one for the lowest tax bracket. And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WLAK News.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Let's talk about the debate over stadium renovations at American Family Field, what the team's going to kick in, what they're willing to kick in, what state legislators are willing to approve. There have been some more adjustments to the bill, and I'll admit I haven't talked much about it because I feel like everything's all still rather fluid.
I think fluid is the right word, Pat. You're a man of words. Way to go. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Badgers win the Fort Myers tip-off. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team took home the trophy in the Fort Myers Classic, 69-61 over SMU. The Badgers never had the lead until 3 minutes left to play. Wisconsin's Chucky Hepburn.
Yeah, the point of emphasis was just getting the ball moving offensively because we knew that they would actually break. You know, we couldn't crack it the first side or second side of our offense, so we had to get it moving and keep it the offense fluent. And, you know, we were able to see openings and we were able to feed Steve down low and Tyler.
Up next, the Badgers host Western Illinois Monday night at the Kohl Center. NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks fell behind by 21 in the first half and couldn't keep up with the Celtics in Boston. The final, Boston 119, Milwaukee 116. Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin.
Whatever you do when you play the Celtics or a team like that, you got to multiply it by two.
That's Adrian Griffin with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast. High of 29 today, under mainly clear skies, northwest winds, 8 to 15 miles per hour. mainly clear tonight, 12. Tomorrow, highs around 28. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 25.
The Green Bay Packers call Lambeau Field home, but did you know the stadium has a history all its own? It started with where to build it. Residents on both sides of the city wanted it. Officials argued there had to be room for growth. Eventually, farmland was purchased, but in Ashwaubenon. The bargaining continued, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Green Bay City Stadium became a reality the following year and was renamed in honor of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau in 1965. For Civic Media, I'm Terry.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. Broadcasting from atop the water tower. Well, not really, but it sounds fun. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
You're listening to the best of the Earl Ingram Show. Have a great Thanksgiving weekend. At 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789, text us at that same number. You know, Thanksgiving is a couple weeks away, and I think that, you know, the older I get, the more I miss some of the traditions, right? And what those days used to mean, you know, and I don't know. Certainly families are still gathering. People travel all over the country. Thanksgiving, Christmas are probably two of the most traveled holidays that there are. But I do think that there's something that's missing. And maybe it's just the fact that as we age, we look at all these things through a different prism. Because Thanksgiving used to always be just one of my favorite of all holidays. That probably is because my uncles and aunties, who are all long since gone, my mom, my dad, many of my brothers and sisters, all those people are gone. And so that's what it meant. You know, I never, Thanksgiving to me was never about, you know, what they claim it was about. The pilgrims and all, that was never what that meant to me. It was always about extended family. And no matter what was going on in the world, at least for that day, you know, for that period of time, you knew that all the rest of the things in the world didn't matter. It was a respite. Thanksgiving was a respite And so no matter what was going on, we could escape. And maybe that's what that is, right? Maybe that's what that was, an escape from reality. Because here's what happens still. As a nation, we all pull together once a year, and we feed everybody. All the churches, all of the nonprofits, businesses, you name it. We're going to make sure everybody gets a hot meal. There's nobody who's homeless who won't get a hot meal on Thanksgiving. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. If we can do it for one day, I believe we can do it and should do it on a daily basis. People aren't just hungry on Thanksgiving. And if we can make it happen, as we do, and we know people are hungry and we know where they are, because surely, I don't care where they are, people reach them, and there's a hot meal, and they welcome everybody in. Why can't we do that every day? 844-967-2789. I'll tell you, I miss those days of my siblings and my aunts and uncles and my mother and my father. I miss those days. And Thanksgiving will never be the same for me, because it's those people that I miss. And maybe that's what it was all the time. Maybe it wasn't so much the day as it was the people. 844-967-2789. Help me understand. Those of you who've been around a while, if I'm just waxing nostalgic, or if there's something to what I'm saying. Because, something about aging, something about thinking and looking back over the years, and how those things that we took for granted, we wish we can have them back just one more time. Now, I'm going to be doing what I do every Thanksgiving. I'm sure I'll get more than an inordinate amount of calls for me to make my award-winning deep-fried turkey. I'm just saying. I'm not exaggerating. I'm an award-winning guy when it comes to my deep-fried turkeys. So people ask me constantly to, you deep frying any turkeys? Well, and there have been times when, I've spent probably from 5 o'clock in the morning to 7 o'clock in the evening preparing deep fried turkeys for people on Thanksgiving. Probably not going to do it as much this time around. Let's go to Karina from Milwaukee. Good morning to you, Karina. How you doing? Am I off base?
No, I don't think so. The whole holiday for me is a kind of, adoptive one, right? And as an observer at first and the participant later on in the Thanksgiving, I think it's not just about Thanksgiving. It's more of a unity. And the country is divided. Everybody pulls the blanket on their own side. The only thing that parties and political and economical, powerful people are pulling that baby apart. And unfortunately, it reflects on the mood and desires of a whole country. And there is no unity. There is no desire to say thank you.
Well, Karina, you're from a different nation, and so you see it clearly from a different perspective than most of us who are born and bred in this nation and what we've been taught. You see it from the prism of, from a different nation. But it is. I mean, if we can all come together and make sure that everybody eats on Thanksgiving, and then we stand up and we say, bravo, everybody ate. Look at what we've done. But then the next day, the very next day, we walk past the same people who we fed on Thanksgiving, and we feel like we've accomplished something. How does that make any sense?
No, it doesn't make sense, especially that if you look into physiological part of the deal, if you're going to take somebody very hungry and feed them, they'll die. Okay? They just die because they're not capable of digesting that much food. One. Two, I don't understand. I don't understand why in America are hungry people in the begin with, right? We're
yeah.
not third country. We have enough surplus. Look how much food is being thrown away on a daily basis. It just doesn't make sense. And it doesn't make sense because people would rather lose than to spend any amount of resources. Like a soul resources, time resources, money resources, to actually giving it away. It's easier to put it in the garbage.
Yeah, I mean, you're right on point, and thank you as always, Karina. I want to give it some thought. I want you to give it some thought and give me a call after we come back. Got some bills to pay. But, 844. 967-2789. We'll be right back.
Knocking at the door, somebody ringing the bell. Do me a favor, open the door, let them in.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
The simple act of sharing gratitude is how Thanksgiving is described in the dictionary. But did you know the first official national holiday happened in 1789? It was declared by President George Washington following the creation of the new U.S. Constitution. Today, Thanksgiving means gratefulness for the harvest, your family, or a higher power. However you celebrate, all of us with your local Civic Media radio station wish you a wonderful holiday season. I'm Terry Barr.
Be a part of the resistance. Check out The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK and on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
You're listening to the best of the Earl Ingram Show. Have a great Thanksgiving weekend. Join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Let's go to Mark from Shorewood. Good morning to you, Mark. How you doing, sir?
Morning.
Good morning.
Well, I
was
about your age. I agree.
Can you speak up a little more? Try that again.
I can call back if it's not coming.
No, go ahead. I can hear you now. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm about your age, and so I have come to all the same conclusions in my life. And just wanted to also mention that from a different angle, I know several people, a lot of money. Just, you know, you meet them in the course of life.
Right.
They're sort of acquainted. Yeah, and really interesting to me is that they don't appear to be any happier than people who don't have money. They really don't. So there's kind of a big lesson there. It's a different perspective on what you're saying.
You know, Mark, you said you and I are in the same age demographic, and the more you look at these things and the shorter our life span gets, you realize the blessing of every second, of every minute, of every hour that we still have, and the importance of that, and the fact of what kind of gift the life is that we have, and that it should be spent with sharing it with other people. Isn't that so?
Younger, I think you just take that day and the next day for granted, but you get up there a little bit, you realize as your friends are passing away, life is precious, and that you were pointing out earlier about get a lot of joy just from giving. I mean, that's a pretty radical concept, but after you do it for a while, you realize, hey, it's true.
You know the old axiom, youth is wasted on the young.
Yeah.
You know, and you would think that the older we get, the more we would understand that, right? But it's hard, I guess, to break from that individualism, rugged individualism, which is what, you know, we are supposed to be as Americans, rugged individualists. And I've always pushed back against that, and will continue to do that because, you know, if you're out on an island by yourself, I don't care how much money you have. We've got, for heaven's sakes, there are people who own islands. Just try to wrap that around your head, Mark. How is it possible that any human being can own an island?
Yeah,
Well, that's mine.
Yeah, I agree. In reality, it's pretty tough to go it alone. You know, you're a lot better off taking a hand when you can get it, and vice versa, giving a hand when you.
Hey, Mark, thank you very much for listening, man. Thank you very much for the call. Really appreciate it. Let's go back to Tom from L.A. Hey, Tom, what's happening?
Hey, Earl.
Am I off base? Am I off base?
No, God, no. I mean, in fact, I would say that I am so thankful, and I think the Creator or God or Allah or whoever you want to call him, I thank God every day that I don't live in some other people's shoes, because I find that people, and I actually pray for people that are even on the right side of the political fence, that they find peace within themselves, because this anger, this self, it's a really a self-hatred is what it is. Because you know what, just try to do something today, people. Try to open the door for someone when you go and walk into and see what? How much better that makes you feel. You feel better.
Hey, Tom, hold the door for somebody, even if it's not a woman. They're coming behind you, for heaven's sakes. Hold the door for that person. What does that cause, man?
Door open, exactly. Or, you know, do some random act of kindness, and not only does it make that person feel good, even if you smile at someone, for God's sakes.
Hey, Tom.
You know, when you do that, it makes you feel good.
You ever been in the grocery store? You're in the line. Somebody's got two items. You've got a cart full, right? Man, let the person with two items go before you. Why? What's so difficult about that?
Absolutely. And Earl, I will tell you this. I lived in the Hollywood Hills for a while, and the housing was not set up like it is back in the rural parts of Wisconsin. And I moved to North Hollywood, and now it's more like, you know, where your neighbors, you see them, and they're very, very close in proximity to you. I'll tell you what, I love that so much better than my huge house up in the hills. I mean, first off, a lot of celebrities and a lot of people, you know, they have gated communities. They're prisoners to themselves.
Well, you know what, though, Tom?
People are.
You know what, though, Tom? And I'm not even talking about those wealthy. I'm talking about the average people whose feet are planted firmly on the ground, like everyday people who don't know how to be happy, who don't know the keys to that. And it's available to everybody, right? Happiness is available to all of us. It's right before you. And it's and where it's originated from is recognizing another fellow human being who's walking down the same path that you are. I got to go, Tom. Thank you very much. Got some other information that we're going to talk about on the other side. We'll be right back.
Online and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. A fugitive is now formally charged with the death of his 12-year-old son, whose decomposing body was found in a home in Milwaukee last month. The Milwaukee County District Attorney's Office filed reckless homicide charges this week against Ramyun Moy. No one is sure exactly when Jackery Robinson died or how. Meanwhile, Moy is on the run and there's a warrant out for his arrest. Prosecutors in Wisconsin may Sunday get more time to file sexual assault charges. Republican Senator Andre Jacques is introducing a bill to extend the statute of limitations for sex crimes in Wisconsin from 10 years to 20. Jacques says prosecutors in other states have 20 years to press sexual assault charges. A similar bill passed the state Senate last year but stalled in the Assembly. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
I'm Terry Barr. A small company creates a big business because of its leftover Thanksgiving turkey and what it means to meals today. An Instacart survey shows 98% of grocery store shoppers buy a half dozen frozen meals every year. But in 1954, it takes an over-order by Swanson Foods for the idea of a reheatable dinner to become reality. Employees at the time are facing 260 tons of extra turkey, and rather than eat the huge financial loss, individual turkey dinners are created using airline meals as an example. Each tray includes the turkey along with dressing, potatoes, gravy, and peas in individual sections. It's frozen, shipped off to grocery stores, and before the end of the year, 10 million of these trays, now being called TV dinners, are sold at just 98 cents a piece. For the Civic Media Radio Network, I'm Terry Barr.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Maybe we'll have a cookie trade.
I like that idea. I like that a lot.
We'll eat them while we're on the show.
Because everyone loves listening to people on the radio eat.
Calvin, what's your favorite cookie?
Shout out to my mom's. She makes these sour cream cookies around Christmas time, and they're really good.
My mouth just watered.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Badgers win the Fort Myers tip-off. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team took home the trophy in the Fort Myers Classic, 69-61 over SMU. The Badgers never had the lead until 3 minutes left to play. Wisconsin's Chucky Hepburn.
Yeah, the point of emphasis was just getting the ball moving offensively because we knew that they would actually break. You know, we couldn't crack it the first side or second side of our offense, so we had to get it moving and keep it, the offense fluent. And, you know, we were able to see openings and we were able to feed Steve down low and Tyler.
Up next, the Badgers host Western Illinois Monday night at the Kohl Center. NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks fell behind by 21 in the first half and couldn't keep up with the Celtics in Boston. The final, Boston won 19, Milwaukee won 16. Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin.
Whatever you do, when you play the Celtics or a team like that, you got to multiply it by two.
That's Adrian Griffin with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast. High of 29 today, under mainly clear skies, northwest winds, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear tonight, 12. Tomorrow, highs around 28. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 24.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Chris from Middleton. Welcome to the show. What do you got for us?
I'm a Democrat. I totally agree that there's been too much corporate influence probably in the Democratic Party. I liked how Bernie talked about economic issues, and I agree with you more of that. But I don't think we can also afford to shy away from the identity politics. In fact, we got to lean into the identity politics and not be shy about it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. From the Mississippi to the Apple and points eastward, you're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
You're listening to the best of the Earl Ingram Show. Have a great Thanksgiving weekend.
Thank you.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Calvin, are you a guy who uses microwave ovens?
Yeah, I would say I do.
Did you know the inherent dangers in using microwave ovens?
I guess I thought the danger was only if you stood too close and stared into it.
No, man. Things you should never put in the microwave oven. How was any of us to know that? Because I've done this. You know, you've got some potatoes you've cooked over on the stove and or in the stove in the oven. And you didn't eat all of them, and you have to put them in the refrigerator. And who would ever know that you should never rewarm any potatoes that you've cooked above the stove or in the oven, you know, on the top of the range or in the oven, that should never go into the microwave because it creates poisonous. I guess we really, there's so many things that go on and so much information that we don't know about that impacts and affects our lives. I just love going into this information. I remember when microwaves first came into existence, you know. That's how old I guess I really am. And we used to think, man, we watch it on television and only the rich had microwaves, right? And so you would say, wow, man, look at that. They could put something in there and food would be ready in, you know, short period of time. But we never knew anything about those rays, you know. Reheating cooked potatoes can lead to ingestion of a dangerous bacteria. While it's usually very safe to zap certain potatoes in the microwave when they're fresh, the same can't be said when it comes to pre-cooked potatoes. If you are planning on microwaving leftovers, you may need to rethink your plan. When potatoes have been cooked and cooled in the refrigerator, they can create a kind of bacteria called Clostridium botulinum or whatever. Whatever it is, it says that you and I should not be putting potatoes that you have cooked either in the oven or above the oven and refrigerated. They should never go back into a microwave oven to be reheated because of the inherent dangers of that. Reheating potatoes in the microwave won't get rid of the bacteria, which could then cause a potentially fatal illness called botulism. Botulism, yeah. It may be safe to reheat your potatoes in the oven instead, but it is best to check on an individual basis depending on how the potatoes were cooked and cooled down in the first place. Man, there's so many things, Calvin, that we are not privy to information that we don't know. Did you know rice in the microwave could lead to food poisoning? Did you know that rice contains spores of something called Bacillus cereus? This bacteria is present on uncooked rice, but can be mainly removed when you cook rice in boiling water. That's why it's always best to cook rice in a pan of boiling water or using specific rice steamer. What I'm saying is that there's so many things that impact and affect us. A lot of creations that people have made to improve our lives, to make things better. In the long run, they found cause us tremendous harm. And these are things that we would never know about unless somebody takes the time to write them down. And then somebody like me, who's scouring to try to find things to talk about, finds those things out. Because we've been, you know, all of us thinking that those things are safe for us. And it turns out that many of these things are not safe for us. And, you know, there's the latest, and that I've got this thing that I've never used. Bought it almost 2 years ago. And Calvin, it's, what do you call it, man? You put your food in it and it doesn't use oil, and it's called
an air fryer.
An air fryer. Right now it's, you know, everybody's using air fryers. Have you ever used one?
Yep, I have one.
Have you used it?
Yeah.
They work well?
Yeah, they work pretty good. It's just like a self-contained convection oven. Is basically what it is.
Okay, so what's a convection oven? I don't know what that
is. A convection oven is like a oven with like a fan.
Okay.
It like moves the air through it. Supposed to cook things faster.
So what about the flavor? Does it flavor? It doesn't lose flavor or any of those things?
Oh, no. It gets things crispier than the oven without using oil like you would in a fryer. So it's kind of like a happy medium between the two.
Well, I've had one for 2 years, and I keep seeing it sitting over there. And every time I go past it, it says, hey, come here. Hey, remember me? Hey, come on, come here. And I'm like, okay, yeah, I remember you. I bought you 2 years ago. Are you ever going to use me? Hey, come here. Let's go to Lynn from Oconomowoc. Walk. Hey, good morning to you, Lynn. How you doing?
I'm doing well, even though I eat my eggs once over medium. I received a questionnaire, a written questionnaire from I believe it was the CDC.
Yes.
Stating that if you eat your eggs with a runny yolk, you're going to die from some kind of bacterial infection. And it said after the like 12th page, are you still going to eat your eggs once over medium? And I said, seeing that I had sushi for dinner last night, the runny yolk doesn't bother me at all. And when I was a child, my mom would crack eggs into the blender with orange juice, raw eggs. And that's, it's delicious. Raw eggs and orange juice blended. Eggs, like in the meringue, don't need right. to have sugar. They're very sweet. So I grew up on raw eggs.
So let me ask you, all of these inventions, and I know, you know, we can't be protected from everything, right? But, you know, I never knew that you shouldn't use plastic in microwaves, right? We've been using them ever since they came out with microwaves. We've been using plastics, right?
Well, a lot of the food
comes in plastic.
Prepared food from even Costco comes in plastic.
Did you know that plastic should never be used in microwaves?
Yeah, well, yes, and my daughter reminds me that all the time, and I still put the water into the plastic container and throw it's shrimp ramen from Costco.
Yes.
It's pretty good. Add a little soy sauce. And, I'm still alive, and I'm older than you.
So, Lynn, I guess the point is, if they tell us that it's unsafe to eat food in plastic in a microwave, why do they keep putting it in plastic?
Oh, glass is very heavy. I always keep water in my glass Pyrex measuring cups. I do reheat my coffee in my porcelain cups or whatever they are. I do not. Other than the containers coming in plastic, I do not reheat things in plastic. But I just finished 4 baked potatoes over a period of like a week and a half that I had baked in the oven and then reheated in the microwave, and I didn't get sick.
So listen to this. Heating water in the microwave could cause it to become dangerously hot. We know that. But it also says it creates I forgot what this is called. When boiling water in Pyrex and Chinaware, you should never boil or cook anything or reheat anything in Chinaware because it could contain metal that becomes dangerous when heated in the microwave. How do we know what's in the Chinaware?
Well, I'm pretty confident that I have my whole set of kitchen dishes have lead in them.
I know. So what are you trying to do? Make mockery of my conversation this morning?
No, I'm only joking. Putting a realistic spin on it.
I'm only joking. You know, Lynn, the realistic part of all of it is, you know, you really can't protect yourself. We can't be protected from everything. But I do expect our government to protect us from some things. Let us know ahead of time before those things go on the market so we can make a decision, an educated decision on whether or not we want to be exposed to those things. Is that fair enough?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's all I'm talking about. Let me know so I'll know, right? And then I can make an educated decision on whether or not I'm going to put those potatoes that you put in the microwave on yesterday and did whatever it did to them and you devoured them.
I did give my second air fryer to my daughter.
Oh, okay.
I have the one with the tray and you can't see it cooking and that drives me crazy. And so I bought a second, you know, I had the big Kohl's 30% off, probably a lot of Kohl's cash to spend. So I bought a second air fryer with the window.
Well, so.
And
so...
I took it out of the box, put it on the counter. Never unwrapped it.
See that, Calvin? That I don't feel alone. I don't feel alone. Hey, Lynn, thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much for chiming in. We'll be right back. What do you say? 844-967-2789. Be right back.
Listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party? You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit. and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
You're listening to the best of the Earl Ingram Show. Have a great Thanksgiving weekend. Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Let's go to Bob. Good morning to you, Bob. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Earl. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine, sir.
Well, Earl, I want to dive back to the topic you had about a half an hour ago. I'm a missionary driving. I take food out from the gathering of Southeast Wisconsin, and I take that out on the near west side of Milwaukee. I take out warm meals 5 mornings a week and 2 evenings a week and Saturday noon. And there's never enough. There's never enough meals. There's so many hungry people here in the Milwaukee area, and especially on the near west side. And I'm very thankful that the Gathering of Southeast Wisconsin is able to provide meals for me to take out.
You know,
on behalf of my church.
You know, Bob, peace and blessings to you and others who understand, who see people as human beings and who see them as they are. Who don't see them as just, you know, a bump on the log. As I stated before, Thanksgiving is a time that there's always enough, and our nation and everybody makes an effort to make sure that everybody, I don't care who it is, even your enemy, make sure that they get fed on that one day out of the year. The other 364, it's almost as if, people can manage. But I just happen to believe that we can do it that one year. We should be able, one day out of the year, we should be able to do that, you know, more. Don't you?
Earl, I think we need to step it up. I think we can all do it. I think we can do it 365 days a year. The way I look at it is, there but by the grace of God go I.
No question, so, sir.
Yeah, and again, the charity I'm carrying meals from is the Gathering of Southeast Wisconsin.
Well, thank you, sir, and tell them that, you know, we all thank them because, you know, when you're doing that kind of work, you don't do that work for somebody to give you praise, right? Because people don't see it. All of you souls who have gathered and are doing that are doing the work that we all need to be doing some of. So thank you, and may God bless you and continue to keep you as you continue to do that kind of work. It's invaluable. Appreciate it. Let me say this to you guys. If you've already bought your turkey and it's frozen, you're making a mistake. If you've never had fresh turkey, then you are missing out on a delicacy. Turkeys that have been frozen sometimes 3 years, 4 years, 5 years. You don't know because there is no expiration date on how long a turkey can be frozen before they can sell it. And so you don't know how long the frozen turkey that you bought has been frozen. And I'll tell you the difference. And there's a reason why it costs more if it's fresh. If once you thaw out your frozen turkey, push your thumb on the breast. And if you see an indentation that remains there, you can rest assured that the flesh of that bird has been frozen, and basically the freshness of it, the flavor of it, is basically gone because the ice has done damage to the flesh of the bird. Contrast that with buying a fresh bird and do the same thing. Push your thumb on the breast and watch it spring back up. Makes all the difference in the world. The flavor of a turkey that's never been frozen. And really, to be honest with you, you pay more, but you know, you always get what you pay for. When turkeys are, and here's when turkeys are $1.20 a pound during Thanksgiving for a frozen bird, or sometimes 99 cents. But a fresh turkey is $2.80 a pound. Figure it out. Something must be going on with the turkey that's $2.80 a pound that's better than the one that's 99 cents a pound. Hey, Bill, what's going on, man?
Well, boy, you put me in the Thanksgiving mood. You haven't got me hungry right now. you must be a heck of a cook, but I'll tell you what, if this happens, I do a lot in the outdoors, run outfitting service, take people hunting. We do a lot of turkey hunting in spring. If you like fresh turkey, I would give you, if I can, a wild turkey, and you'd make that. And, buddy, I'm telling you right now, you think domestic turkey tastes good, you ought to try a wild one.
Never had a wild turkey.
What we recommend is you pluck them, and then you stuff them with apples and oranges or just standard stuffing, but the breast meat is dark.
Oh, really?
And that wild turkey uses every muscle in his body. He flies.
Right.
You know what I mean? He's got to fly. As far as the domestic turkey, they couldn't fly if you ask him.
Bill, I wish we had more time. You know, I wish we had more time. I'm going to bring this back up because we got a little time. Thank you very much. Thank everybody who made the show go. You know, I got to get out of here. Thank you, Calvin. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Enjoy this week. It's going to be really warm the whole week. See you later.
St. Croix Valley, we're in touch with you. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Stop into Menards for amazing Black Friday deals. A 24-inch lamb chop squeaker dog toy is $4.99 each. 32-inch assorted plush animals are just $5.99 each. And a Frigidaire stand mixer is $49.99. There's so many Black Friday deals, I can't list them all. You'll have to hurry to Menards while supplies last to get these and many more Black Friday deals. Sale good Black Friday through November 26th. See Menards.com for details.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Liz Landers.
A ceasefire in Gaza and hostage prisoner release has been delayed until tomorrow. A proposed agreement was set for today. Meanwhile, the director of Al-Shifa Hospital apprehended and transferred to Israeli officials for questioning following evidence showing the hospital served as a Hamas command and control center. Folks in Niagara Falls shaken by that car that slammed into a U.S. border crossing.